From JMI, well, Friday morning, final time for the year. Andrew Kelleher, good morning to you.
Very good morning, Mike.
It is award season, the Kelleher Award season, and here we go with the out with the politics and in with the facts, please, award.
Yeah, Portsmouth Auckland debate has to be there. I just really don't feel like we've had a high-quality debate on this yet, and political position seems to be, it just seems to be embedded in all the various reports, and it would be quite nice to actually sit down and look at a bunch of facts or a bunch of... I don't think, you know, a business case, I tend to agree with an editorial in the Herald this morning, a business case analysis may be a little bit too kind of stark in terms of trying to do it all around economics, but geez, we've got to raise the quality of this debate.
Yes.
And if we're going to move the thing, we've got to start. We need bipartisan support for the infrastructure now.
Well said, couldn't agree more. The Ian Foster Room for Improvement Award.
Yeah, well, we'd like Fozzie to do one better next time, wouldn't we? This has to... Now, there are a few candidates here, but in the end, it's got to go to the board of A2. There's been a lot of debate around the CEO of A2, and who has recently exited after probably a fairly tempestuous 18 months. But I think we've got to turn the attention back on the board here. The board hired the CEO. The board put the conditions in that allowed the sale of the shares, which was optically a terrible thing to do. We then had sale of rights. We had sale of rights, and then this very messy exit. We have to turn the attention back to the board here. Mm-hmm. The attention has not been on them. It's been on the CEO. The CEO will probably, I am reliably told, have been paid since she started in excess of $13 million Australian dollars for the 18 months, which is a crazy number if they cannot hang around. So, there we go.
Snap, I got the power award.
It's actually a happening award. TY Rio, the Gentiles government, still going down. This is going to be a fascinating power struggle. See what I did there, Mike? Fascinating. Anyway, how hard will Rio push? Will the Gentiles play hardball? Does the government stay out? It's unfolding in front of us, but very important for New Zealand because everybody uses power.
Couldn't agree more. Brickbats?
Sky TV, NZX on the NZX. Share price down 58%. The NZX 50 is up almost 30% for the year. Look, I mean, a lot of this is not... It's the whole streaming world is outside of there. There's not a heck of a lot they can do about it. But they've gone out, they've paid up. Now they've got to leverage off the relationships that they've got. But it's not all over for them. But, geez, it's not looking good.
No. Bouquets?
Bouquets, take a bow, the NZX 50, 28% return on one of the best benchmark returns of national indices in the world. Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, share price up 78%. Gosh, you got to love that, haven't you? All they've done really is kept on doing what they're doing. Happy shareholders. Meridian up almost 50% on the year. Can you believe these numbers?
Yep.
Can you believe
amazing
these numbers? 50%. Port of Tauranga, group profit over $100 million. Would this debate about Ports of Auckland be different if the Ports of Auckland was churning out $100 million profit a year?
Yeah, fair enough. Who to watch next year? Greg Foran, obviously, because that's the hire of the year, potentially, isn't it?
Yeah, globally respected, and I mean globally respected, at the highest levels, come into a tough industry with Air New Zealand coming in, the incoming CEO of Air New Zealand, but very interesting to see what he can do in a different industry, but back home.
And Miles, of course.
Well, yes, I mean, the share price, this is Fonterra CEO, Fonterra shareholder fund's price, it's gone up a little bit, and he's got quite a bit of tailwind, commodity price going up, but there are still battles out there, one to watch.
Well, he's a mate of my brother, and my brother keeps dodgy company, so I'm yet to form an opinion on him.
Now, business person of the year, though, Mike.
Oh, yes.
Last year, I think I did the same award last year, got to go again to Peter Beck. I was watching CNBC this morning. He's on CNBC. He's opening up a new facility to launch rockets in the US. This guy just keeps doing the mahi. He's building a $1 billion industry. There's no issues here with him selling shares or dodgy stuff in the background. Yeah. Just doing the mahi, building a $1 billion space industry out in New Zealand.
Yeah, good
business person of the year.
Numbers, please, one more time.
27,999 on the Dow Jones, up 87. It was higher earlier on, 0.31%. S&P 500, 3155, up 14.44%. NASDAQ, 8668. The FTSE 100 was up 83 going into the election, 7299. The Nikkei, 23424, up 33. Shanghai Composite, 2915. The ASX 200, they lost 44 yesterday, 6708. We gained 16 on the NZX 50, 11,307. On the currencies, one New Zealand dollar, 0.65. 0.0588 US, 0.9549 Aussie, 0.5924 Euro, 0.5012 pounds, 71.96 yen. Gold, $1,467.86. Brent crude, a little bit higher, $64.35.
You are the best in the business, and I mean that. Thank you again for this year. Have a fabulous break and a Christmas and a holiday, and we'll look forward to 2020.
Cheers, Mike. Merry Christmas.
Good on you. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.